In the Sicha, the second Sicha in Parshas Chukas, the Rebbe brings the Gemara in the end of Nida, Shalu Anshe Alexandria, Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, that they asked Gimel Divrei Burus, Ishte Shalait Mao Shetetame, Omer Le Meis Metame, Veinitziv Melech Metame, Ben Shunamis Mao Sheetame, Omer Le Meis Metame, Vein Chai Metame, Meisim La Osad Lovit Srichen Azosh Shlishi Yeshvi, and the two answers that he gave. The Rebbe asks a lot of diyukim in the Gemara, and as a hakdama klolis, before the Rebbe is mevar barichos hashak levitaya, what were the svaris of the questions and the answers? So the hakdama klolis to all the explanations is in Sivdalid, the yisoid, that tumas, in the words of the sicha, tumas mes is farbundim mitzvei inyanim. There's two criteria, there's two basic conditions, preconditions for Tumas Mes. Aleph, there's Siluk HaChayos, Siluk HaNeshama Min HaGuf. Without Siluk HaChayos, there's no Tumas Mes. And Beis, there's Guf Zol Zayin HaGuf Mes. And then you need that the Tumas should be Ischal on HaGuf Mes. The thing that should be Tumas should be HaGuf Mes. On a yadir in einim from the inyanim zanida kama pratim vidinim. And the Rebbe brings that silo kachayos has to be silo klolus achayos. And therefore, ever hamiduldo, ever vabasa hamiduldolim ba'adam teherim, because the klolus achayos wasn't nostalgic from them, the guf bechlal is chay. And guf meis means that it has to remain the form of a guf mes, avalim nisra fachin is balbul at suras tavnisei tar. That's the yisayt, ki'ilu. That's the given. That's what we know. In the details of these two criteria comes a lot of questions and chakiris, which help us understand the Shaklevitaria and the Gemara. So in Sifhei, the Rebbe says a first possibility that we would be able to explain the Shaila by Ishte Shalait, that the Shaila is based on two ways of explaining the Eifin HaNes. Was the Ness a Ness that's changed her nature, that she actually became a Netziv Melach, like one Eifin that we find by Nisim Bechlal? Or the Ness was just Bechitzenius, that Be'etzem she was a Guf Adam, and the Ness caused that Guf Adam to appear like a Netziv Melach, Alderech, like the example, like Makas Dam, that Be'etzem it was Mayim, that the Nes gave this Mayim a Tzura of Dam. So you would be able to say, according to the first Eifin in the Nes, that she actually became a Netziv Melach, so you're missing one of the criteria for Tumah. It's not a Guf Mes. Mashekin, according to the second Eifin, Heistas Be'etzem is das Nachalza Guf Mes, that the Nes is giving it a constant seer of a Netziv Melach, and therefore it's not going to prevent it from being able to become Tamei. In Sivav, the Rebbe says, das is nish maspik, because then the Shaila is a side Shaila about the Ness of Ati Netziv Melach, and it's not connected with Tumantara, and it's not, there's no common thread that ties together the three questions, and therefore the Rebbe explains a deeper Eifin in the Shaila. Now, Hakdama Klolis, there's two ways of explaining this deeper way in Sifav. The Rebbe has explained it in two ways. In the Pnim of the Sicha, the beer is that if I say that the Nes made her actually become a Netziv Melach, so then for sure she can't become Tamei, like we said, in Sifhei, because you're missing one of the criteria, it's not a Guf Mes. But even if you say that the Ness is the other Eifin, Be'etzem, she is a good Guf Mes, still we have a Shaila if she could become Tamei, because it's totally in an additional Chakira in Tumah Vitara, and the Tumah that comes from Sila Kachais, like we're going to see. In Ha'ara 44, then the Rebbe adds to this and says, Be'ifin Acher. But this is the Eifin in the Pnim, that the extra explanation in the Shaila is all only according to one tzad in the two Eifanim in the Nes. And that's clear in that it says in Eisvav V'yeshleimer as der teichim von zeir Shaila ishte shalait maushe tetame is oich b'negeya der gader von Tumas Mes was vet mitzat zilu kaneshama. It's also, that means you still have, their question is also, what was the Eifin Anas? They need to know that, because according to one Eifin of understanding the Eifin Anas, she for sure can't become Tameh. But even if you say the other nice Eifin in the Nas, the question is still not resolved, because they still have to resolve a separate question in the Geder of Tumas Mas. This you see also in the Hemshech of the Sicha, Zion, where he says that the answer that Rabbi Shir Bachananya gave them, the lashon of the answer is muchach as es kenaf keminen itzi der nes is given ba'ifin as es in ganzen nishtane gevar in tzuras haguf. Other is ba'etzim geblibin haguf u basar. And says, eich ken chiluk nitzi siluk ha'neshama is nor a sibba to the fun der tumah, that the siluk is pale the tumah. That means the answer was mechadish that you don't have to, neither of these questions are relevant to the halacha. Which means in the pnim of the sikha, in their question, it was totally in both chakiras. You have to have one eifin in the eifin aneth, one understanding of the eifin aneth, and one understanding in the geder ha'tumah, in order to be able to say she was tummy. Right? That's clear. In Ha'ara 44, the Rebbe says, but you don't have, you could say even deeper. But that's the mahalach of the pnim of the sikha. What's the shaila and the geder tumas mes in the pnim of sikha? That, and that is totally their shaila. Even if I say that the eifin hanes is that the be'etzem she stayed a guf adam, and the nest just gave it constantly at seer of a nitziv malach, whether she could become tummy is, how do I look at the tumah coming from siluk haneshama? The gather for tumas mes was very mitzat siluk haneshama. See, tumas mes shaftzich from etzem siluk haneshama. Is the etzem siluk haneshama what causes tumas mes? Or the siluk haneshama is nor a siba of the chaleis from tumas mes af in guf? Is the siluk haneshama itself what causes the tumah, or tumas mes, or guf tamei, guf mes? I'm sorry, is tamei, and the siluk haneshama gives it the status of being a guf mes. So the first thing is to explain what's the pshat and the what's the nafkemina. Regardless, l'cheira, she's a guf mes according to this eifin in the nest, because the whole Shakal Vitaria is according to one side in the Eifin Anes, that the Eifin Anes was that she stayed a guf mes, and she's be'etzem a guf mes. Elamai, in that gufa, it's totally in the Eifin Atumah through Sviluk Achai. So if that's the case, so even though you need her to be a guf mes, according to both Eifanim, there's a guf mes. If you would say she's not a guf mes, then anyways there's no Tumah, no matter what. L'chayra de pshat is, even though for sure there's a tenai that it has to be a guf mes, and we're not going back from that until we come to Ara 44, is going to say another svara. There's a tenai that it has to be a guf mes. The nafkemina in this chakira is, how do we look at that tenai that it has to be a guf mes? If I say the whole halacha of tumah prescribes that a guf mes becomes tummy. In other words, that's what it starts from. The fact of being a guf mes makes you tummy. So if the nes changes the tzir to make it a nitziv melach, even though be'etzem she's a guf mes, you don't have the siba satuma. So therefore, for sure, she's not going to become tummy. Mashenken, if I learn that the siluk haneshama by itself causes the tumah, the mitzias of siluk haneshama causes the tumah, even though there's still a tnai of guf mes, but since the siluk haneshama causes the tumah, for the tnai of guf mes is enough the fact that be'etzem she's a guf mes. If the mitzias of guf mes causes the tumah, then if the mitzias is a nitziv melech, she can't become tumah. This is what needs to be explained over here. That's the first, that's the etzem hasbar and the sikh. So, second point is, but the tut stadim over here, l'chayra, is not whether the ikir is siluk, whether tumah is caused by siluk haneshama, or tumah is caused by guf mes. That's not the shayla. If that was the shayla, that would mean that we're going away from our hakdama klalis. That's not the whole mahalach of the sikha. The Siv Dalit was the Akdama Klalas that there's two criteria for Tumah. We're not changing that. So there's still two criteria. It's not a question that maybe you don't need Guf Meis at all, you only need Siluk HaNeshama. You need both. The Shaila is, what's the part, is Siluk HaNeshama by itself causing Tuma? Guf Meis is Kilu like a Tanai, a Chefza, that the Tuma should be Chalin. So then I would say, Be'etzem, it's enough, that the Be'etzem, it's a Guf Meis is enough. Or do I say that Guf Meis is the Sibas HaTuma? And Siluk HaNeshama is just the cause, what causes it to be a Guf Meis. Now, according to both Tzadim, I still have two criteria. I still need both Siluk HaNeshama and Guf Meis. Like we said in the Hagdama Klolos and Sif Dalet, we're not changing that. If we're not changing that, we have two criteria. The question is, does Siluk HaNeshama cause Tuma? And Guf Meis is like a Tanai, or Siluk HaNeshama is like a Tanai, that's what causes the Guf to be a Guf Meis, but the status of Guf Meis is what causes it to become Tamei. That's the Shaila. So now let's look. The Rebbe, when he brought these two Tzadim, so he said a Raya. Yeah? He said, the first Tzad is that Siluk HaNeshama, the Tuma Meis Shaft Zich von Etzem Siluk HaNeshama, he says in the parentheses, of Vimen Ken Lecheira Uplearning from them, was Ever Hamadul the Listar Canal, Vibaltas by M is not given Siluk HaChayos, Chacher is Azevi and Ever Meis. He says, Lecheira, the Raya, that the it's Siluk HaNeshama causes the Tuma by itself. It's not just a Siba to give it a shame Guf Meis. The Raya to that is from Eiver HaMeduldel. Eiver HaMeduldel, the Eiver is a Guf Meis. It's a Eiver Meis. And yet it's not Tamei because you're missing in Siluk HaChayos. It's a Raya that Siluk HaChayos is itself causes the Tuma. That's the gist of what it says over here in the Sikh. L'cheira, this is very hard to understand. If the two tzadim would be whether Tuma is caused by Siluk HaChayos or Tuma is caused by Guf Meis, so then I have a Raya from Eiver HaMeduldel. Eiver HaMeduldel is a Guf Meis, it's an Eiver Meis, and it's Tahar. Why? Because there's no Siluk HaChayos. It's a Raya that you need Siluk HaChayos for Tuma. Then I would... But that was never the Shaila. We knew from the beginning that you need both. And that's why we knew about this din of Avraham, though we understand that, because you need both. The Shaila over here is Siluk HaChayos as one of the two Tanaim. How does that Tanai work? Is it a cause for Tuma by itself? Or is it a cause for the Guf to be a Guf Meis? But even if the Guf Meis is what's Tamei, it has to be that the Siluk HaChayos made it a Guf Meis. Because that's the two Tanaim, because we, first of all, because that was the Akdama Klolos in Sif Dalet. We're not changing from what we said in Sif Dalet. Second of all, that's clear over here in the paragraph. When the Rebbe says the second Tzad, the first Tzad is Tzitumas Meis Shaftzich von Etzem Siluk HaNeshama. The second Tzad is other Siluk HaNeshama is not a Siba of their Chaleis von Tumas Meis Afin Guf. That means the Rebbe doesn't say in the second Tzad, or do you say as Tumas Meis Shafte Tuma? He says even in the second Tzad, it's clear that you need Siluk HaNeshama. But the Siluk HaNeshama, that what it does is causes, gives the Guf Meis a shame Guf Meis. But even according to the second Tzad, it has to be if Guf Meis becomes Tamei when it became a Guf Meis through Siluk HaNeshama. We never went away from that condition, that criteria of Siluk HaNeshama. If that's the case, what's the Raya from Eiver HaMeduldel to one of the two Tzadim? Even if I say the second Tzad, that the Tuma comes from Guf Meis, it's from a Guf Meis that became a Guf Meis through Siluk HaNeshama. And since Eiver HaMeduldel, like we established already in the beginning in Sif Dalet, Eiver HaMeduldel felt in the Siluk HaChayos, because there was no Siluk of Klolos HaChayos, so therefore it doesn't have the shame, the label, the din of Guf Meis when it gets to being becoming Tamei. So according to both Tzadim, the din of Eiver HaMeduldel is understood. So what's the Raya? What does it mean? V'meken l'cheira uplearning from them was Eiver HaMeduldel is tar. Again, and it's clear that we're not saying the Shaila, if you need only Siluk HaChayos or you need only Guf Meis. Because first of all,
We're not changing from Sif Dalet. And second of all, it's clear in the Lashon over here in the Sikha. It's clear in the Lashon, the paragraph. So what's the Raya? Seems very hard to bring it out. Yeah. Adam Arishin was created. And then was Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim. Before there was the Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim, there's the Guf of Adam Arishin. There was no Nishmas Chaim yet. Is there any suffix whether the goof of Adam Arishon was Tomei Tumas Mes then? If you would say that the two tzadim over here are whether Silo Kachayus causes Tuma or Guf Mes causes Tuma. If Guf Mes causes Tuma, so Silo Kachayus could be, maybe Altaina could be one potential way of causing it. It could be anyway. Adam Arishon before the Vayipach Pap of Nishmas Chaim was a Guf Mes. But they mitzvah trachtna as given Tame. I don't think there's a Mokim L'Shaila. Because even if it's Guf Mes, it's a Guf Mes through Silo Kachayus. And again, I'm telling this Mitzvara, it's from the Hemshech Anyanim in the Sicha, right? From Siv Dalet. And it's Siv Dalet is Agdama Klolos. It's not then asking a Shaila which rejects that, because that, and it's from the Lashon in the Shaila. It's spelled out very clearly. Otherwise, it would say it very differently. If so, it's Sirik. So what is the Raya from Avraham Aduldal? Avraham Aduldal is L'cheira understood according to both Tzadim. So, L'cheira de Bior is, we know you have two criteria. We have a Shaila now. Is Silo Kachayus itself the cause of Tuma? Al derech, like the Pu'ula Samilo, you'll say is the mitzvah. Of course, the Pu'ula Samilo, by definition, is a Pu'ula that makes him a mohol. It's a Pu'ula of Kisi Adam, that's Machaser Adam. But that's the definition of the pu'ula, but that pu'ula is what does the mitzvah smila, or is the pu'ula is what makes him a mohol. The ikir is what comes out from it. Is the silo kachayus the cause of tuma? You still have a t'nai kilo that you need a guf mes, or is the guf mes becoming tamei, and the silo kachayus is the hechetimtza of causing the guf to get the status of a guf mes? L'cheira, so the Rebbe will say now like this, be an Adam Arishon before Vayipach Pap of Nishmas Chaim is a guf mess. No question that he's not tummy, because there's no siluk achayis involved. When there's no siluk achayis involved, there's no shayla. L'cheira, the raya over here then will be, but if you would say that guf mess is tummy and siluk achayis is what gives it a status of guf mess, but when Silo Kachayis makes it a guf meis, so then he's tamei. So then you would have to say that Eiver HaMeduldul is tamei. Since Eiver HaMeduldul, the Eiver is completely meis, so when could we say the Svara that we said before in the Sicha? That it's not enough to Silo Kachayis of Eiver HaMeduldul because there was no Silo Klolos Achayis. When you're looking at the Silo Kachayus as a inyan bifnei atzmi. But if the Silo Kachayus is the hechet timtza to give it a shame guf meis, to consider the guf a guf meis, so then the Silo Kachayus by Avraham Aduldal, since the Silo made it completely meis, it took away all the chayus from this Aver, so for sure this is a guf meis that became a guf meis through Silo Kachayus. So for sure, you couldn't say that there's something lacking in the status of a guf mes. It would have to be tamei tumas mes. The fact that Eiver HaMeduldul is Tahirin, Eiver HaBasar HaMeduldal is Tahirin, is Kemen L'chaira uplearning, would L'chaira be a raya that the Silo Kachayos is not a hechetimtza to give it a shame guf mes. So therefore, any time it's a guf meis through Silo Kachayus, then it's tamei, because then you would have to say that's enough of a guf meis because it's through Silo Kachayus. But that the Silo Kachayus is a inyim bifnei atzmei, that Silo Kachayus is geirim tuma. And then we could say the svara we said in Siv Dalet, that there's gedarim, that there's rules in Silo Kachayus, including that it has to be Silo Klolos Achayus. And therefore, even though the Silo Kachayus brought a complete misa in the Eiver, but since if you're looking at the Siluk HaChayus as a inyan b'fnei atzmei, felt in the Siluk because it wasn't a stala klolos HaChayus, it's not enough to make it tamei. And that's what the Rebbe says. Therefore, now we can understand better in Sirhara 38, Aval eni muchrach ki yishlemi the kol zman shahu mechubr leguf adayin ein ze Eiver meis legamri. That part of this answer could be that Hagufa, the shame of Guf Meis, the shame, if we say that the Silo Kachayas is to give it a status of a Guf Meis, even though Lechaira the Eiver is Meis Lagamre, since the Klolo Sachayas wasn't Nistalik, it's not the Pshat that the Klolo Sachayas not being Nistalik is just a chisorin in this separate tnai of Siluk HaChayos. The klolos HaChayos not being nistalik taka takes away the ability to consider this aver to be completely meis. But that's been a gear to these two tzadim. Now, this is all in the pnim of the sicha. This mahalich in the pnim of the sicha is that where we had the, we this is according to one tzad in the nes. And then I have, based on that sad, and one sad in the tumah, and then I have the shayla by ishti shalait. In Ha'ara 44, the Rebbe spells this out. L'chay rezeu rak la'ifin ha'beiz dinisim. V'lei la'ifin ha'alef sham dinase teva acher. D'lfiza l'chay rein ishayich batumah. And again, this l'chay ra, like I said, in these two places, I in the beginning of this ice and in the beginning of the next ice, the lashon of the sicha is clearly going to, with this l'chay ra. So the pnim is based on this lachera. The Ara just says another eifin that's not according to the lashon of the pnim. It says yeshleimar gam lo eifin aleph tekiven shebechaymer ze haya puula sila kaneshama nishar baze geder tuma. Mashein kim behanal the nisra in his babel surase shepaka tuma shein zaguf shaya be sila kaneshama. It sounds like. Over here in the Ha'ara, where Taka is saying maybe not like the Hanacha that was in Sifdalit. Hanacha in Sifdalit was that we have a raya from Nisra Fachnis Babel at Surase that there has to be a Gufmes. That's one of the Tanaim of Tumah. Now we're saying no, maybe there's Bechlal no Tanai of Tumah of Gufmes. And over there, the reason why he's not tummy is for a side reason. That's how it sounds with Pashto. So like, the whole Sikha is taka following the Yisoid of Sivdalit, but the Ara says another Eifin where we could look at it differently than we looked at it without that Yisoid, and therefore the Tzad is different. But not necessarily do you have to touch like that. You could say that what it says over here in Harford Yeshlemer is not that what we said in Oiz Dalet, that there's two criteria that remains. There's two criteria. What we're changing now is the explanation of the second criteria. Not that it has to be a guf tamei, a guf of a person tamei to be chalde tuma, but that it has to stay the same guf that became tamei in order to have the din tuma. So we still have, besides the silu kaneshama, there's the second condition. What Ara 44 doesn't is not coming to say kilu that raya, we're slugging up that raya, so therefore that second tnai is not there. We're redefining the second tnai, understanding it a little bit differently than the way we originally understood it. In order, so now if you say that, then this chakira is there according to both of the ifanim in the ifin anes. And just to clarify the answer, I think it's understood, but. The Rebbe explains that he answered them that the Shaila was all in the criteria there's Siluk HaNeshama and there's Guf Mes. How much of a Guf does it have to be? Is it enough, the Guf that you have according to one Eifin of the Nes, or if the Iker is the Siluk HaChayas? That's all a Shaila, how much of a Guf does it have to be? His answer was, even if you need less of a guf, even if it's enough, less of a guf mitzad, the tnai of guf, because guf is just a tnai, but it has to be something that's begeder misa. Tumas mes has to be something that's able to be mace, something that has the inyan of chayim and misa. And even if this nitziv melech, ta'if and anes, was that be'etzem it's a guf mes, it's be'etzem it's a guf, but it's a guf that's in a tzir of a nitziv melech, that therefore is not begeder misa. And since it's not begeder misa, this tzir can have tumas mas. Okay. So then the Rebbe in Sifches goes to the next shayla of the Shunamis. The shayla was, do I say that the chazaras hachayas, the tumah that came from siluk hachayas, that's for sure part of the cause of the tumah, when the chayas came back, the Rebbe says in the Ara, is like Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, or Asi Maisa Mevatel Dibur, Mevatel Maisa, was Mevatel, that tumah that came from the siluk hachayas. It for sure, you can't say it was Mevatel it Lemafreya, it's a kama v'kama sibis, but it was Mevatel it, it undid it, so therefore the tumah that came from, there's no more a tumah that came from siluk hachayas. And the Rebbe explains, that's the whole Yisayit answer some of the question, that if it was the exact same chayas that was restored, so then it was pashat that the siluk hachayas was reversed, was undone. There was a siluk hachayas, sirigikum in the chayas, so therefore that tumah that came from this siluk hachayas, the state, the din of guf tamei that came from this siluk hachayas, or the tumah itself that came from this siluk hachayas, the batla siba batla mesaviv is not there anymore. The shaila is, could you say that svara of batla siba batla mesaviv when the chayas that came back wasn't the exact same chayas that was nostalgic? It was a chayas like a new chayas like it was by the Ishad Shunamis. Right, that's the asbara. Omar lahem meis mitame ve'ein chay mitame. So the way the Rebbe explains the answer, the Allah Gdarim Vasbaris in Tumas Mes Siluka Neshama Guf Mes Zanishayach Nor Bishaster Guf is Mes Bepoyo. Oy Babar Eris Chai Chachas Friir Zer Givena Mes Is there Nit Mitame Vachayus is Mevatel Un Mitair from Tumas Mes. The Rebbe 54 brings a Mitzayin to a Memkeris to that. In other words, seemingly, says the Rebbe, your Shaila is that they should, the Ben Ashunamis should be Taher because the Chazara Sachayas was Mevatel the Pu'ula of Siluk Achayas. It undid the Pu'ula of Siluk Achayas. So therefore it's Batla Siba, there's no longer the cause of Tuma. He told them it doesn't make a difference. Anyways, he's tar. Even if you say that the cause of Tumah wasn't his battle, but Chayus is mitar from Tumah. Chayus takes away the Tumah. Not by being mevatel, the original Tumah, but removing it from becoming Chayus. So therefore, no matter what, if now he became Tahir, so now he's, if now he became Chayim, sorry, so now he can't, he's not Tumah anymore. Meis Tumah vein Chay Tumah. Therefore, it's divrei burus, because it's not totally in their tutzadim. No matter what, even if chazaras chayas chadash is not mevatel what happened through the siluk achayas, but the chayas chadash causes him to become tar. Right? That's lechera what it says in Eischas. Comes Eistes, and the Rebbe asks of them coming ober fragin, zayin dikamech ames. Is Dr. Zilber Guf given Tome? Unachals avia visa Tome. Tavia zeivert, it's verschwunden die Tome von dem Guf. Ubeloschen Ashas, Tome Shabahan lehechon hoch. What happened to the Tome? And the Rebbe answers that the mace is not Tome and it's Exeris Akasa, right? The other part of the Yalkut. Lachira, what's the question? Tome Shabahan lehechon hoch. He just said that the becoming a chay is mitar. It's not just mevatel, it's not just undoing the sibas atumah, but it's mitar from the tumah. And like the Rebbe brings in Ha'ara 54, Loshna Teisus, Chayusan mitar rasam. So then what's shayich to ask tumah shaben leichon hocha? Leichon hocha etagata tara. Chayus is mitar from tumah. So l'cheira, the pshat is pashat. When we say chayus is mitaher from tuma, it doesn't mean it's mitaher from tuma al derech tara like a mikvah. Of course not. V'haraya, because you see someone touches a mess, negiya b'mess tamei, ay, he's a chay. The person who touched the mess is a chay. So say that since he's a chay, now he becomes tahor from the tuma because he's a chay. Lekayim leshaylus shtazazach as chayus zol mitar zayim for tuma. Elamai, here we're talking about not the tuma itself. Here we're talking about the status of being a someone who's mitame. That inyan of tuma of being a geirim hatuma. Which a mace is, a mace has this status that he's mitame, that he's a source of tuma. He got this koyach of tumah kilu from the siluk achayas or the guf tame, however the combination works, that causes him to be metame. In the sicha we said on Shei Alexandria Mfashtane that if there is a way of undoing that sibas atumah, if it would be the chazara of the same chayas, which for sure undoes the sibas atumah, but that's very nice, then he's no longer going to be amitame, davar amitame. But if you weren't mevatel the siba because it's a chayus chadash, on that he told them that chayus is mitaher from tumah, mitar, meaning the lashon mitar, it changes it. Even without being mevatel, it removes that shame of a dover amitame. It removes that shame of a mace, of being a koyach tumah that could be mitame other inyanim. It's mitar, even if it's not mevatel mafreya, this even if it doesn't undo the original siba, but er machtos eis davar hametame. That's all benegia to the koyach atumah being metame. It's not a tara, because we know a person who's alive, the only way he could become tar is efer para, is mik, depending what kind of tumah he has. And that comes the question. B'negeya to the din of tuma, the din of being mitame acherim, that shame of being a davar amitame, so that even if he wasn't mevatel the sibas atuma, he became alive. Verter ois meis, he loses the shame, the koyach of a meis of being mitame. But if in addition to that he was also tame, so tuma shabehen leichan holcha. Tumah doesn't go away from the tar of being a chai. Like you know that a living person who's tameh needs outside means to become tameh. Needs outside means of mikvah, whatever it is, to become tar. That's the answer. This question needs the bir nesav that ein meis atzmei tameh, and it's a gzeiras hakasuf. So therefore, there's no tumah that you have to worry. Tumah shaben leichan hocha. What is there? What inyan is there? There's just the halacha dika being mitame. The halacha dika being mitame is enough that the chayus is mitar even without being mevatel the siba. L'chayra, this question is even according to their tzad that the achzara sachayus is mevatel the siba satuma, or even in the Eifin, when it was the Achzara of the same Chayus, that for sure is Mevatel the Tumah, like he says also in the end of the Sicha, by Tchias HaMesim, but Sof Kol Sof Tumah Shabahen Leheichan Hocha. So like the answer that Meis Ein Meis Tameh, they gave Meis Tameh, Ein Meis Atzmei Tameh, so it answers the question, so anytime there's a Bittul Sibas HaTumah, all you have to be Mevatel is the din of being mitamei acherim, but the sicha seems to be asking this question just on his answer. Why didn't we have this question on Dert Stadim? Why is that Dert Stadim? Why? What about Tumah Shaben Leichan Holcha? Even if you say that you are mevatel the Sibas HaTumah. So it could be that Eina Chanami, this Hasbara and Ois Tes, is going even on their question, even if the reason for the Tara is because you are mevatel. It's also Dibur mevatel Dibur, because you are mevatel the Pu'ula Sila Kaneshama. Still, Sof Kol Sof, the reason why it would work, you have to come on to the Hasbara and Ois Tes. Because otherwise it's still Tumah Shaben Leichan Holcha. You would be able to say that according to their svara that you're mevato, the pu'ul of sila kaneshama beguf, that bitul is lemafreya. It's as if the neshama never left the guf. And since it's lemafreya, it's nishtakin shayla tumah shaben leichan holcha. And that would be the nafkemina lepoyo between their tzad, that it's mitzad bitul, that it's mitzad undoing the pool of sila kaneshama beguf, or because chayas is mevatel mitar. But I don't think you could say that. The tzad that it's batel gevar and the fridik is sila kaneshama lechere, you can't say it means it was batel mafreya. Because if it was batel mafreya, then we would never be able to have the shakla vitarya of a tuma in such a case, mitzad negeya ba'atzme. Because atzme was l'mafreya na tame. Right? By tchias ha-mesim, the Rebbe says, then for sure, it's the same neshama that comes back. So then it's for sure, you are mevatel de pu'ula sila ka neshama me'aguf. So why is there a hava mina by tchias ha-mesim that they should be tame mitzad negeya ba'atzma? Elamai al karchach, even if I say that the Chazara Sachayos is mevatel, the earlier Sila Kaneshama Me'aguf, it's not mevatel it l'mafreya. It's mevatel it like a dibur that's mevatel the earlier dibur, but it's mevatel it in a way that it takes away the Siba, so therefore from now on, there's no Siba Satuma. But it's Mikan Laba, it's not l'mafreya. In that case, L'cheira over there also, you would have the question Tumah Shaben Leichan Holcha, and seemingly we still have to come on to the Bir and Siftes. In the third Shaila, so the Rebbe explains Barichos, the two Eifanim in the Shaila, and his Mevar, beautiful, all the Diyukim made it to Kibir. But the Nekudas HaShaila by both is if the Tchia was in a eifen that they're tamei mitzad negeya ba'atzmam, which is totally in the eifen hatchia, and therefore it doesn't say mahu, because this is a shayla mitzias, and that's why he said lechashe yichyu nechkam lahem, because it's a mitzias, we'll see then. The other way, lechashiyavi meishav rabbeinu imayim, because the shayla was specifically about the deira midbar, and that's totally in whether meishav rabbeinu zimayim, and that. But over here, so by the first two shaylas, the Rebbe explained the beer, why it's divrei burus, right? That's very clear. The end of the sicha, it's divrei burus because there's an answer, and the answer is not totally in their shaila. It's not totally in their tzadim. The reason for the answer is a third svara that has nothing to do with their two tzadim, and therefore their question, the way they present it, is divrei burus. That's by the first question and by the second question. The third question doesn't seem to tight chase, why is it divrei burus? They asked the question. L'cheshiyichyu nechkam lahem says, yeah, it agrees with their tutzadim, and therefore we'll see it la'asid lavi. L'cheshiyav Meisha Rabbeinu Imam agrees with their tutzadim and says how the bitter will be through Meisha Rabbeinu Imam. So why is it divrei burus? Well, it doesn't seem to explain it. So it could be the beer is bepashtus. That hagufa, that's why it's divrei beerus. In other words, the chiddush of the Rebbe in the third shaila is that the third shaila is a mitzias de kishaila. It's totally that shaila in halacha is not totally in a halacha dika chakira. It's totally in the mitzias dika eifen of how will be the tchia, either by al meisim or by meisim midbar, and that's al meduyuk in the lashon of the tshuvas, both tshuvas, and that's meduyuk in the lashon ashaila that Rebbe explains. That's why it doesn't say mahu. Mahu implies a question, a query in halacha. Mashen king the shaila is tzrichin or ain't tzrichin is a question. What will the mitzias be? That's what the Rebbe's mechadish in the third answer. So lechera darf mezogin that this chiddush gufa is the Rebbe's explanation of why it's divrei burus. Since your question is a mitzias, and that's exactly what the answer. That's the idea contained in the answer in both answers, either lechshiyichu nechem or meishar Rabbeinu imahem. That the mitzias is something that will be nizbarer, so a mitzias is divrei buras because you're asking a mitzias. L'chayre yeshleimar, just like the yisay that the Rebbe says in other places, in the sicha of Bias Elio, that the Rebbe says the concept of there can't be a machlekes in mitzias is also about a mitzias that will be la'asid lover. Because since it's a mitzias, we'll see whatever the mitzias will be. It's not shayach a machlekes in that. So by the same reasoning, l'chayra, there can't be a question about a mitzias. And that's b'meila, since the answer explains, you don't want to know what the mitzias is. The mitzias is something that we'll see. That's a lishkin dion in halacha. That's a shayla mitzias, l'chshich yunechkam l'amr meishav harni moem. So the mitzias is the reason why the shayla, by explaining that it's totally in the mitzias, is divrei burus. In the end, the Rebbe explains that by Ben Ashunamis, there's no shaila that he should become tamei mitzad negiya b'mes. Vorm der gufun, the Ben Ashunamis is nit nishtane gevaren und is geblieben dem selben eif vitzir. L'cheira the beer is, afterwards the Rebbe explains it b'signin acher, but there's one of two things you need to be tamei mitzad, there's one way you could be tamei mitzad negiya b'mes. It's like he said, if it's be'etzem luz, if there was something remaining and the new person touched what was there from before in the course of the tchia, so then it's shayich tamei mitzad negiya b'mes. Therefore, there's two ways when for sure you're not tamei mitzad negiya b'mes, which is either if there's nothing left from before, or if everything is the same as before. There's nothing new, so there's nothing that was negiya and something else, so there's no negiya b'mes. Right? That's the beer of the Rebbe. The only thing that's l'cheira needs to be explained according to that is what the Rebbe explains in Sif Yudalit is that the chiddush of the Yalkut is b'negiya to the Ben Ashunamis is hagufa that is not tami mitzad negiya b'mes. If this that the Ben Ashunamis is not Tamim and the Yalkut is talking about something different than the Anshe Alexandria. But if there's this svar of the Anshe Alexandria and by the Ben Ashunamis there's no Havamina, there's no svar that it should be Shaykh Negiya B'mes, so why does the Yalkut have to learn that from a Pasuk? It's Ten L'Chacham V'Yech Kameid.